I'm your host, Dan Levy, and how are you feeling, Burbank? I'm going to a bachelor party next week, which I'm pretty excited about. I had my own bachelor party in Vegas. It was weird. It was weird. I feel like everyone who went, it's like we've been to like Nam, you know, like no one could look at each other the same way. Someone disappeared with Asians at one point. It was weird. But at my bachelor, I went to a strip club and I got a lap dance, which was pretty intense because I remember like when I was getting a lap dance, the stripper was like, hey, just so you know, there's no blowjobs back here. And I was like, oh, well, just so you know, I didn't think there were blowjobs back here. She's like, yeah, there's been a lot of undercover cops, so no more blowjobs. And I was like, oh, that's the reason? Not because you have self-respect, you're trying to move forward with your life? And she's like, no, just the cops really fucking up our shit. Cinnamon had a nervous breakdown and Mercedes been crying for 3 weeks. And I was like, oh, but that's gotta be like the best undercover police job ever in the history of crime fighting. You know, like, how do you solve that case? Kind of sitting there getting a blowjob, like, all right, this is awesome. Oh, you're under arrest, bitch. I'm a hero. Whoa, 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 don't swallow. That shit is evidence. Come on, we are under lockdown. We are in a lockdown sitch. It's so awkward though, you know, getting, you never know what to do. Like the stripper was like stripping on me. I'm like trying to have small talk. I'm like, hey, how are things? She's like, not good. I'm like, yeah, I could tell, you know, you're doing this, you know? And she's like, yeah, I had a miscarriage on Tuesday. And I was like, oh God, don't get it on me, come on. Just grind me and call me baby. Probably too soon for the baby thing, but you know what I mean? We're in Vegas. Let's party. There's some crazy people walking around strip clubs. I mean, this one guy hit a neck tattoo that said hopeless dope fiend. I started talking to him. He was like, I used to do heroin. I was like, yeah, I know. I read your neck.